I'd like to invite the children forward for the children's sermon. Do you hear a siren? Good morning, Brantley. Good morning, Sawyer. Good morning, Everett. Good morning, Kate. Good morning, Cameron. Good morning, Maddie. Today is a really special day. Can you tell me why it's a special day? Sawyer? Because it's Christmas, and what happens on Christmas? Everett says it's Jesus' birthday. That's exactly right. Tonight, a long, long time ago, Jesus was born. Yes. And so today at church, we're celebrating Jesus' birthday. Everett, since you had that wonderful answer, would you like to go put Jesus in the manger over at the nativity scene? So one of the things you're going to help me do during our children's message is we're going to do a couple of things in the sanctuary as we transition from the season of Advent to the season of Christmas. So right now you're probably noticing that at the back they are taking the Advent banner down because we're getting ready to put up the Christmas banner. Also, we're going to change out my stole from blue to gold, and we're going to light the Christ candle. So we've spent the last few weeks in December getting ready for Christmas. So what are some of the things you've been doing to get ready at your houses? Putting up a Christmas tree? Yeah. Oh, cleaning? That's a good one. Everett has put up his Christmas tree and put presents under the tree. What have you guys done at your house to get ready for Christmas? Have you been listening to Christmas music? And have you been decorating? And did you celebrate some yesterday with Kaylee too? Yeah, so we've started to decorate. We're putting up our tree. Maybe we're hanging some stockings. We're getting presents for people. We're cleaning. Cleaning is a good one. I always clean when I put up Christmas. You don't like cleaning? He doesn't like cleaning, Mom and Dad and Neil. But that's okay. It's kind of you to do it anyway. Okay, what do you see on the banner as they are hanging that banner up? You can say it out.
Baby Jesus.
Yeah, the stable with baby Jesus. And look at that big, big star. What did the star do at the Star of Bethlehem? And what did the Star of Bethlehem do?
It showed the wise men to baby Jesus.
Yes, it showed the wise men how to get to baby Jesus. That's why we had our star wands as we came in this morning. That's why a lot of people have stars on their trees. And that star is shining right over the stable where Mary and Joseph and baby Jesus are. Oh, that's beautiful. What colors is that banner?
Yellow and white.
And it's yellow. It's supposed to be gold, but it does look yellow. You're right. And so in the church, our colors for Christmas, instead of being red and green, are actually white and gold. Gold was very, very special, still is, and so that's for Jesus' birth and for his resurrection. We have these white and gold paraments and stoles. So we've been getting our houses ready, we've been getting ourselves ready for Christmas, and Christmas is finally here. Yes, sir? You're exactly right. Everett remembers someone telling him that gold, myrrh, and frankincense mean something. You're exactly right. So one of the reasons that we give presents at Christmas time is because God gave us the present of Jesus. And the wise men gave presents to baby Jesus. And those were the three presents. And those three things that the wise men brought to baby Jesus, those were really, really special gifts. Special gifts that they would have given a king. They were going to see the king, and they found Jesus. Jesus is a king. He's a different kind of king. Instead of being born in a palace, Jesus was born in a stable, and instead of being a powerful ruler, he's a tiny baby who needs his mom and dad to help take care of him. But they brought baby Jesus, gifts fit for a king. You're exactly right. And so I thought, as part of our children's sermon, I want to ask you a couple of questions, and then I want you to help me do a couple of things to get us ready for Christmas. So I need you to use your imaginations. If you were to have gone to see baby Jesus the night he was born in that manger, what do you think you might have said to him? I love you. Everett would have told baby Jesus that he loves him. Sawyer would have told baby Jesus, happy birthday. Is there anything else that you might have told baby Jesus? You know, sometimes when babies are born, people take gifts. We just talked about how the wise men took gold and frankincense and myrrh. If you were to have gone to meet baby Jesus, what gifts might you have taken?
Lots of gold.
Everett would have taken lots of gold. What kind of presents? What kind of things do babies need? Oh, they need toys? What else do babies need?
Onesies.
Milk, onesies, yes. What are some things that you think babies need, Brantley? What would you have taken to baby Jesus to give a present? Oh, he would have given baby toys to baby Jesus. Baby bottles, a jumper. A jumper like that you have in the doorway that, does your brother have one of those? What about diapers? You think baby Jesus might have needed some diapers? Yeah, maybe so. Maybe so. Well, you know, one of the things that we can offer baby Jesus, even now, is we can offer him our praise. We can offer him our worship. And, Everett, you're doing beautifully. Our love and our heart. And so that's one of the best gifts that we can offer to baby Jesus. Did you guys see my notes when I was taking them the other day?
No.
Because you're saying the answers I hoped you would. So
no.
That's very nice. So here's what we're going to do. We've put baby Jesus in the manger. We've raised up our Christmas banner. I'm going to put on my Christmas stole. And I would love for you all to help me light the Christ candle. Brantley, will you go get the candle lighter in the sacristy for us? I'd love for you all to help me hold it. Brantley's going to get the really long one so we can all hold it. And we're going to light the one. Do you want to come help light the candle, Maddie?
Yeah.
We're going to light the one in the middle, the white one. And that's going to mean, well, I think we're all going to do it together.
I'm holding on the bottle.
Can everybody reach and hold a part of the candle lighter?
Yeah.
Maddie, can you get over there? Here, Sawyer, you come to here. Everybody holding on?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to get a light from this candle, and then we're going to lift it up. The Christ candle is lit. That means that Jesus is born. It's officially Christmas, everybody.
Tomorrow is Christmas Day.
Yes, we are starting our Christmas celebrations today. Well, would you pray with me? You'd love to? Let us pray. Good morning, God. Thank you for today. Thank you for each other. And thank you for our church. On Christmas Eve, we are especially thankful for baby Jesus. Thank you for sending him to us. Help us to show him our love by loving others. And by offering our worship and praise. We love you, God.
Amen.
Thank you. you all so much for coming up and for all of your wonderful answers. You may go back to your seats.